Yechevin, just a few words on the halachic significance of Yom HaShoah, why we do commemorate in this yeshiva, and why some aren't so sure. So, there are those who don't think it's a good idea to commemorate Yom HaShoah. If you guys sit down, it'll be 5 minutes. It's okay. There are those who don't think it's a good idea. Why? What's the problem? So one problem is that we're in Chodesh Nisan, and we know Nisan is a festive month. And for example, what don't we do in Nisan because it's so festive? We don't say Tachanun. And because it's a festive time, there are those who objected to the fact that Ben Gurion, made Yom HaShoah in 1954 on a day in Nisan, and they said that was not appropriate. Rav Soloveitchik, what? Right. Soloveitchik was in that camp of those who were not comfortable with that. They said instead, when should we should commemorate it at Tisha B'Av, because that's always the time when all tragedies we commemorate, and it expresses the idea that this is not a separate from Jewish history. This is a part of Jewish history. It's not a different day, and therefore we should only commemorate it on Tisha B'Av. Rav Huttner, for example, was against the concept of calling it Yom HaShoah, because that implies it's like different than the other tragedies in Jewish history. He said it's one of the many terrible things which have happened throughout Jewish history, but we shouldn't necessarily give it its own place. There are others who also objected to the siren that's going to go off at 10 o'clock. The whole Medina stops and is silent. Because they say that, where did the idea of sirens come from? From the Goyim. They have their moment of silence, and therefore maybe it's a din of chukah to Goyim. You're just copying the Goyim. It's not a genuinely Jewish practice, and therefore they weren't comfortable with that. Nonetheless, there are many, many rabbis in our community that do support the concept of commemorating Yom HaShoah. Why is that? So one idea is simply said that we, as the Piyush Netzarev writes, the Eish Kodesh writes, the Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust was different, not just quantitatively, but qualitatively. It was a different type of tragedy in breaking the heart and the body and the soul of the Jewish people. And it does deserve its own commemoration as a different something that we have to grapple with differently than the other ideas in Jewish history. In addition to that, they note, okay, perhaps l'chadchila we wouldn't have set it up in Nisan, but b'di'evan, now that it has been set up in Nisan, we shouldn't be porish from the tibur. Since this is the day the Jewish people are doing this introspection and time of reflection, we should join in with the tibur. We never want to separate it ourselves. In addition, you could do gam v'gam. We can also talk about it on Tisha B'Av. We can also talk about it on Yom HaShoah. Rav Melamed points out that this should not be a day of mourning. We don't mourn in Nisan. It should be a day of zikaron, of remembrance of the gura, of all the good character traits of those who passed away and all of their those who fought against them and those who weren't able to. But it's a day of reflection, not necessarily a day of being sad. So in that case, it wouldn't be a problem. Besides for the fact that we do see that sometimes in Nisan, there is some mourning. The Sfira, for example, is in Nisan. So it's not a hard and fast halacha. And plus, the reason that they set it up in Nisan, it's for educational purposes. Because in Tisha B'Av, there's no schools. So therefore, there wouldn't be a good chance to educate people. During this time period, there's school in Israeli school, so they figured that they'd be able to educate. So since there's good reasons, we don't have to run against it. And in terms of the siren, so just because something may also be non-Jews do it, doesn't necessarily mean it's usher, right? We've talked about that before with Thanksgiving, and the Ramah points out that only if something has religious significance and it comes from the non-Jews is necessarily problematic, but there are many poskim that say that as long as it has, it makes sense, we can still do that practice. And plus, we can make it a Jewish time. We don't have to just sit in silence. We can daven, we can take the Tehillim, we can reflect. It doesn't have to necessarily be just copying what the Goyim do. Aside from the fact that where else do we see the concept of a siren in Judaism? Of the shofar. So perhaps it's not a non-Jewish practice. Perhaps it actually is a Jewish idea to be silent and think and take that time to really have introspection. And so in our yeshiva, we do commemorate Yom HaShoah, and that's why at 9:15 we're going to be heading out with Yehuda Rothner for a special program to join in with Am Yisrael. And like I said, to really take this as a time of thinking about the 6 million and learning in their zchut, and hopefully inspired by them becoming a holier and better Yidden. Just the